The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey there, this is Dave with a production note for this episode. As you may have seen on Discord, this episode almost didn't make it to your ears. We had some terrible audio problems on Pam's side this episode, and it looked like it was not salvageable, but technology and perseverance prevailed, so we were able to bring a sort of truncated, heavily edited version of this slumber party episode to you. Just so you know, the audio started like this.
It's only getting weirder. Not at all. I don't want to talk about anything. That's right. I certainly don't want to say I'm not in my house. I'm on a headset.
But then through the miracle of technology and thinky juice, we got here.
It's only getting weirder. Not at all. I don't want to talk about anything. That's right. I certainly don't want to say I'm not in my house. I'm on a headset.
So it's not the absolute best. It's a little squeaky and comes in and out sometimes. But rather than just can the whole episode, we decided to give you this. And just so you know, this episode just ends. The outro was unsalvageable.
Look, I know a lot of people don't take me seriously. They think I'm conceited, self-centered, that I can't see anything except if it's happening to me. Please correct me if I'm wrong here.
I will.
It is March 1990, and you're in an oddly purpose-built stockroom under the mall floor. You hold it in your hands. The diary of Raspberry Nero manager and cutie patootie, Fernando. Yeah, it's a hot boy diary, and you've got a decision to make. Do you open it? Are you going to read the innermost thoughts of another person? This is a hard choice, an ethical quandary of everything. Oh, you opened it. There is only one page with writing on it. It says, feeling fine. Also, the book smells like lemons, which is weird for a Raspberry Nero manager. Well, it's time to
listen to Sassy.
Why do you think it smells like lemons, though? That's the weird part I don't quite understand. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm pretty sure there's no, like, lemon Caligula out there in the franchise area of smoothies.
Right.
I don't know. Can't think of why the whole book, with no hardly any writing in it, would smell like lemon. But I guess we'll find out eventually.
Guess we will.
Yeah. I hope we do.
Yeah, I hope we do. Who knows? Sometimes you think something's going to get resolved, and then the next week it's just like, I like boys, and that's it.
That's called a podcast, and that's why we're here.
Pam, do you want to tell people why you sound different today?
Yeah.
I'm on a hit because I'm not in my house. I won't be in my house for a bit, so here we are. It's only getting weirder.
You want to give an address and a description of your house, Keith?
I don't want to talk about anything. Okay, that's right. I certainly don't want to say I'm not in my house.
I'm in a headset. I'm on the front porch with a shotgun. You just fucking try.
It's the slumber party. Everybody?
Everybody's so loud in my ears.
Everybody get to bed. Sleep! I said slumber.
That is kind of what we've been dealing with, but that's a separate issue.
Yeah, sure.
But anyway.
What?
I don't know. No. I'll tell you after.
Well, okay. But I do want to say, if Dave had to host,
I can't sleep because of my giant hog, is what I'm saying. It's too big.
Yeah, that's the best.
But that, by that, he means an actual hog.
Yeah, we got a new pet.
It's an animal. Yeah. His name is Arnold. Yeah.
This makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not to mention my cock.
I just imagine. Now it feels weird to go back to my story about young kids sleeping in your house.
Yeah. Is there any more animal dicks? Is there any more dick animals?
No.
No. Let's move on.
Let's talk about the quiz. This month, it's rate yourself centeredness. We were low on calls this month. People are hot. They're too hot to dial their phones. So instead of one highlight question each, we got two. Pam, start us off. Which question first spoke the loudest to you?
So I started with number two, which asks, have you ever blown off your friends when you got a new boyfriend, only calling them again when you and he started having problems? And this is just a yes or no question they ask you, to which I say, I mean, what else are you supposed to do? Like, you know, that's what's going on. That's what's like, your life is important for a second. It's new. Like, that's what's happening. You're just, someone's new. You got to show him he's important, or her. Mm-hmm. You know, this is boyfriend. So I'm right. Gendering it their way. But
sure.
That's called new love. And it's precious. It's just a little bit of time.
Well, I said no to this one because, you know, this was science fiction to me at this point in my life. But also, I think even if I think I probably wouldn't do that. When I did eventually get boyfriends, I didn't. And also, part of love is, you know, you want to lord it over them and tell them how great everything is and make sure they know how wonderful your relationship is.
Hey, you want to go to Perkins and watch me make out across the table?
This is, Tara, that is how they end up taking your boyfriends. You got to be careful about that one.
Mm. Well, so far, so good. Anything could happen, I guess.
We've just learned a lot about your boyfriend in this podcast alone, so we'll see.
My real one is yet to come, but I also was struck by number three. You and four friends are trying to agree on a movie to see tonight. Everyone except you wants to see Attack of the Killer Ninja Zombie Teenagers. You, A, flat out refuse until they change their mind. B, tell them that they should go ahead, but you're going to skip it. C, just deal with it and go. How bad could it be? That's how I feel about going to the movies now, and that's how I felt then. It's a movie. Just go. Like, unless you know for an absolute fact that it's terrible. And even then, just go for the fun of going. That's how I feel. So I chose C, then and now.
But what if it was like an art house movie? What if it was some Yugoslavian statement on the dreariness of existence?
I just fall asleep.
Yeah, I think the key here is it's four friends.
Yes.
So there's always going to be someone that Tara can dick around with, even mm-hmm. in the dumbest of films.
But in addition to that, because it's four friends, you don't want to be the one who's like, no, rooting for everyone else. Like, if the point of this is to all go, it's to have fun, which is, you know, that's part of it. That's why they wouldn't choose a Yugoslavian art house film.
What I don't understand is,
yes,
when you have a highly specialized discipline,
mm-hmm.
it takes a lot of hours to get there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're really good at something, mm-hmm. you've trained on it for a while.
Right.
So how can a group of teenagers have trained long enough not only to be ninjas,
right,
but also, oh,
yes,
but also they have turned into zombies. So at yes. a certain point, their ninja skills have failed them,
right,
and they got bit by a zombie and now they're ninja zombie teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, I don't think there's enough years in their short lives and able to really do all of that. I think at the most, killer zombie teenagers,
mm-hmm.
the ninja part is really like, come on, guys.
Well,
you're reaching too far.
This is another reason to go, because already, just on the title alone, they've given you so much to discuss after the movie when you all go out to Perkins. Maybe make out with each other.
That's right. You gave me something to think about. Pancakes and passion. My first one is number four. You and your next door neighbor have an open door policy concerning each other's clothes. However, she looks 10 times better in your new stretch jeans than you do. And she wants to wear them to a party you're both invited to. Do you, A, tell her there's a hole in the crotch, B, lend them to her? I don't care what your answer is. I'm more interested in this open door neighbor clothes policy.
Oh,
that seems to be just
wow,
really
nonchalantly dropped there, like, that's not weird.
No.
Okay.
No. Not at all.
Not even a little.
No.
You can even just go into like their siblings' closets sometimes too.
Oh yeah, clothes are being borrowed all over the town for sure, all the time. You can borrow something off someone there who is wearing it. You can say, "Let's go in the bathroom. Can I put on that shirt?" Sure. Let's switch shirts.
Yeah, that's but right. Your neighbor.
Okay. Well, yes. Presumably, she's your friend.
Yeah, you've met this person. It's not like Mr. Perkins.
I think it's your neighbor. Who is your neighbor right now? Would you go over? Like, there's a guy. The new neighbor has moved in next door. We don't know his deal. I've only seen him once or twice. He's got a big, long Gandalf beard. Am I going to want to swap clothes with him? Well, actually, probably. We probably have similar lazy taste in clothes. I
mean, now you know.
Yeah, that is the weird part, that they didn't just say you and your best friend, because that's what this is.
Yes. That's what I'm saying.
I see.
Thank you for catching up.
Okay, sorry.
Yeesh.
It's so hot.
Yeesh.
So hot.
I'll ask a question to you. Let's assume that the neighbor thing's out of and is somebody you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to tell your friend that there's a hole in the crotch?
No.
That's bad podcasting. Would you just shake your head?
I was waiting for someone else to, I was waiting to be called on. No, I would not say.
Tara, what do you think?
I would not tell her there's a hole in the crotch, because if she looks better in these pants than me, she might as well wear them. What's the point of me wearing pants that I don't look good in to this party?
Pam, your thoughts.
I'd probably let her keep them as well. I have neighbors that are friends who do come over and borrow my clothes to this day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've got belts out right now all over town. You don't even know. You don't even know.
Right now, free access because you're not at home. They can borrow it forever.
Once I put a Goodwill sign in my front yard, really, I made a lot of friends.
What's your second question, Pam?
Do you feel a deep inner need to tell people every little thing about your day? You get yes, including what I had for breakfast, or B, no, I almost never reveal anything personal. I mean, obviously it's A.
Yeah.
I don't even understand.
No.
It might as well just said, hey, Pam, just say yes.
Number 7, Pamela Ribbon. You do feel a deep inner need to tell people every little thing about your day, period.
I really do. Mm-hmm. I really do.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that that's weird. Also didn't know it was considered self-centered. I thought I was helping.
The question that called the loudest to my heart was number 8. You're trying to tell a story to a group of people at lunch, but you keep getting interrupted. Wow, what an example from science fiction that I had a hard time imagining what it's even like.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
Hey, Dave.
A.
Your vagina.
Dave.
Dump off from the table.
Oh, yeah.
B.
Oh, Lily got it.
Yeah, louder you than sing? Everyone else.
Yeah. I was going to
or whatever it takes to gain undivided attention. C.
I enjoyed that.
Thought we would.
All right, here's the last one. It's number 12. You spill dressing all over the floor at the cafeteria salad bar, and no one sees you. You, A, get a rag and clean it up, or B, take off, figuring that's a custodian job anyways. I guess I would probably get a rag and clean it up, but also, who's got a salad bar at their school cafeteria? What the fuck?
And privacy is like, cool.
Yeah,
like, that's fancy.
What silver spoon motherfucker wrote this question?
Yeah, not only did my school cafeteria not have a salad bar, it did not have salad or vegetables, usually. Like, not even pre-made ones in little clamshells or whatever.
No, we got lettuce.
The most edible thing at our high school cafeteria, by the way, run by Beaver Foods.
Uh-huh. Yep.
It's tasty.
Ours, too.
Was the salami sub piece of bread with maybe 2 slices of salami in it and the thinnest shredded lettuce to the point where it was just, like, gossamer green gunk. It was so bad. Beaver Foods tried to run a salad bar. The school would have shut down. Everybody would have died. I mean, yeah. I love salad bars, but no way at a school cafeteria. Jesus Christ.
Our school was also a Beaver Foods school.
Mm-hmm.
And their best item was, other than the fries, chocolate chip cookies that were made so big that they never baked all the way through and were still really soft in the middle.
That is how I made them at the donut house. When I worked at the donut house, I would purposely undercook them a little bit. And people were like, damn, these cookies are good now. And I went to the boss. I said, you see? Innovation at work, you dumb fuck.
And that's how you got a raise.
Yeah.
How are everyone's scores? Whomst is the most self-centered of them all?
Probably Pam, talking about her day all the time.
How did you do, Pam?
I got right in the middle.
Perfect. Mm. Oh, yeah, me too.
I got 0 to 8.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
I'm surprised Dave didn't too, because I feel like a lot of this is just like Dave would not engage.
Right.
You know, like it's almost never reveal anything personal is Dave for sure.
Yeah, but it asks things about like going on 10-hour bus rides for justice or whatever. There's a lot of stuff where Dave's like, I mean, I say I care, but I'm not doing that. I don't mean Dave in life. I mean in the quiz, but also we all know what I mean.
Yes. Yeah.
So I think that's where he scored a lot of points is the lazy factor.
Mm. Like number five, what did you do after hearing about the student massacres in China? Mm-hmm. A, went home and cried your eyes out for all those kids. B, what massacre? C, tried to read and watch everything you could find on the subject. Not there is D, watch TV, right? So then it's already like, you know, like somewhere between 14 and 18. Mm-hmm. Who cares?
Yes.
Right? This is the answer. Right.
Right.
You know, I just never knew and I just wanted to live my life.
It's true. Yeah. What massacres isn't quite right because like you knew they happened. You were just sort of like, well, you know, like, yes.
How's Mad Dog Murdoch going to get out of this one?
Well,
and that, I mean, it depends on where you live, because I would say...
No. The A-Team episode everybody sees across America is the same one everywhere.
I was like, what massacres? But that's just, that was how the news was in my house.
Yeah.
It's better than how I misread it the first time. What mascaras?
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/trygreenlight. That's greenlight.com/trygreenlight.
Let's take some calls. Starting with our teen life topics, let's hear call number one.
Hey, Sassy. It's Front Porch Kelly. I know you missed me, but I've been listening today. And shout out to Kelly from Rhode Island for giving me a shout out. That just made me feel so special because I was very unpopular. You know, that weird girl that has a resting bitch face and didn't really talk to anybody in high school, so she made me feel really special by saying that I'm a popular Kelly, and I don't think so. I think we're all great people because we listen to the greatest podcast ever. Anyway, so I had to pause because Dave brought up teratomas. Fun fact about me is I am fascinated by teratomas, and like if you Google teratoma, the most terrifying but fascinating images pop up, and they're disgusting. They have like teeth and hair, and I don't know. I've seen one with like an eyeball. Like it's disgusting and terrifying, but oh my God, it is so fascinating. Anyway, I just wanted to call you guys because I miss you guys and I love it. Keep up the good work.
Teratomas kind of look like what you imagine the first few minutes of a witch's brew looking like, you know, before it's really turned into a stew. No, the ingredients are just sort of bobbing around at the start. You know, they're kind of forming things together. You know, you got a clump of hair, you got a few teeth, you got an eyeball, maybe a little bit of ear, that kind of stuff. Yeah, I am weirdly fascinated with teratomas as well. I don't seek them out, but whenever it comes up in conversation, I'm like, yes, let's talk about it. Let's have some teratoma talk.
Yeah. I did just Google it while she during that call just to see. And, it, you know, Google is like when you click the image tab, it's like safe search is on. Click this if you really want to see. And there's another level on all of these where it's like, are you sure? Before it actually reveals the image. So
you click on it again. It says, okay, here we go. Right. Dot, dot, dot.
You asked for it.
One,
yes,
click
exactly.
One more time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're incredible. They're really something.
Yeah. I guess you've never seen one. There was a thing today, I guess Quiznos is bringing back the old weird mascots they used to have that were like deformed monkeys or something. I don't really know. I don't think I was around in America when they first came around.
Uh-huh.
But they kind of look like if teratomas were a cartoon character. So if you've never seen a teratoma, that's the cute version of it.
And oh, my kind of ugly. Oh, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, this is horrible. Oh no.
Well, whoever's in your life tomorrow is going to have fun when you recap this little bit of your day. And then?
We have found Tara's derby name, though.
Taratoma?
Yeah.
That's not bad. Guess what?
What?
Call number two is also from Front Porch Kelly.
Hello, Dave, Tara, and Pam. It's Front Porch Kelly again. So listen, I'm just, I'm a little disturbed by Pam's, you know, research about what happens if you blow your nose too hard. And, like, I'm just wondering, like, how hard are you blowing your nose, like, to do that? Like, I think Tara just said that, but, like,
anything worth doing is worth doing well.
That's right.
Thanks, it's Dave. Worth doing hard.
To fracture your eyeball sockets? Like, what? What? I have sneezed so hard that I felt it down both of my arms and into my back. But I have never been concerned about blowing my nose so hard that I'm going to, like, break my face and my cheekbones and, like, I don't know, are my eyeballs going to pop out? Like, that's terrifying. That's terrifying. Yeah. Like, just use a neti pot, man, and get that shit out of there and be done. Go about your day. Don't put yourself into harm's way, like,
look
you
out.
Know, Dr. Google says or Dr. WebMD or whatever. Like, I work in the healthcare field, and, you know, like, these people, they start Googling shit, and they're going to be like, got a headache. I think I fractured my eye socket while I was, you know, blowing my nose. Anyway, it's been a long day, and I'm tired, so I'm going to go drink beer on my front porch. I love you guys.
Wait, this is before front porch drinking?
Yes, you could tell she was in the car. Okay. You could hear her turn signal at the beginning of it.
Okay.
Oh, see, I just thought she was on her actual street. It really sounded like she was about to be hit by many cars.
No, she said, I think Tara just said that. She, like, called from, she had to pause the podcast and call and be like, you guys. And I, for one, appreciate it.
Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. What if you had, you know, like a spaghetti noodle up in your nose?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you blow that out super hard? Hard enough, perhaps, to harm yourself. You can't neti pot. You're not going to waterboard.
Wait, hang on.
Wait, your nasal
wait hang on.
Do you have a spaghetti noodle up your nose?
How do you get it up there?
At all times. So
what are
when
you
I stopped
talking?
When I stopped taking so many vitamins, I just started with rice-a-roni. Like, I started really small, but now I moved myself up to like a full ramen a day, and it just really keeps you full.
Next month is udon noodles, and then it's full blockage, and then you can't.
That's right. It's better than a Zampic. We've all laughed and gotten food up the other direction. Let me tell you a little thing about my
but
day.
Not up my nose.
It goes up your nose. Like, even like you've never snarfed food into your nasal cavity.
Okay,
what?
Yes.
Because no.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
But not up my nose
no.
is what you said.
Not through your nose.
No, no, not through
front.
Your nose. But yeah, sure.
It goes up in the back. And so what are you going to do? You can't swallow that down. You got to, you know, you got to get that out of there. And I just think, panic. And you're like, I don't think I can breathe. There's just a lot of reasons I can see, FPK, that we, if I may call you by your official nickname, that you may find yourself super blowing your nose. There's a marble up there, a bee, a fly.
We're really getting into the weeds here.
Kids put shit up their nose.
A bee.
Right, but they're not told blow your nose as hard as you can and break your ocular cavity.
A bee. Well, you know, I'm just saying.
I'm concerned.
What is the strangest thing that you've had up your nose? 720 sassy go. Yeah, I'm very curious if anybody's had anything more than their finger up there.
Or have extracted from someone else's nose.
I thought open it was helping.
No, I think you've really made things worse.
Yeah.
We're getting into a weird area. Let's move on to All the right. calls about pop culture. Let's start with number 3.
Hi, this is Sarah from Indianapolis again. I am listening to this, the February 90 Slumber Party episode, and we're in the midst of the Christmas Vacation conversation. I just have to point out the grandpa is reading Sassy Magazine while he's staying in Juliette Lewis's room. I can't remember her name. Audrey. While he's staying in Audrey's room, there's like a scene of him and he's reading Sassy Magazine. So we can't hate on Christmas Vacation too much because it actually has Sassy Magazine in it. It is super quotable, but I think Pam's right. It just depends on your family, because like my friend's family, they were all just like regular vacation people. And then my husband's family is all Christmas Vacation. And then other people that I know are all about European. It just depends on which one was on, you know, TBS or whatever over and over again the summer that you were home all the time. I think that's how it goes. Okay, that's all. Okay, bye.
Dave, are you okay?
While that call was on, an audio extension cable got stuck up my nose. I can't get it out.
You simply hate to see it.
Please don't.
Don't blow. No. Just wait until.
Just get a clean.
Hey, there it worked.
That's right. Oh, no, some of his brain came out. No, he needed that part of it. Look at all the Kleenex right next to him he didn't use.
I am really lightheaded now, no joke.
Check your ocular sockets.
For the things we do for comedy. You're so brave, Dave. Let's move on. Anyway, she's right. I did find that a still shot of that moment very, very easily. So it's obviously resonated with a lot of people. It is the, I believe, March 89 issue. It's the one with the girl with the really short blonde pixie cut. So you will see that on our socials this week if you follow us there. We are now, by the way, also on Blue Sky. Listen to Sassy. .bluesky.whatever the end of it is. You know how Blue Sky works. If you're on it, you can find us there. Let's hear clip 4.
Hi, Dave, Tara, Pam. This is Sarah from St. Louis. I'm a longtime listener of all your podcasts, but first-time caller. I was listening to the Slumber Party episode where you talked about the movies from the weeks you were born, and I just had to say, Tara, Billy Jack, it's worth checking out. I had heard for years that this movie was terrible, but this was a couple decades ago, so I couldn't just look it up online. And I was in a truck stop in Illinois, and I was looking at the spinning rack of DVDs that truckers can buy, and Billy Jack was one of them. And I was so excited to find it. So I bought it. I took it home. I watched it. It is amazingly bad, but in so many great ways. He can kick people in their face without them even knowing that it's coming. There's lots of crazy fights, and there's some like Native American cult stuff, children and a cult. It's hard to explain, but you should check it out. If I still had the DVD, I would offer to mail it to you, but I'm sure it's disappeared a long time ago. Keep up the great work, everybody. I love listening to you every couple of weeks. It's such a highlight. Thanks.
Thank you for this intel, because when I looked up where you can even watch Billy Jack, there is one option, according to Just Watch, which is you can rent it from Amazon. You cannot even buy it. So it is apparently the culture and the entertainment companies have agreed this is not one that needs to be preserved for future generations. But that doesn't necessarily mean that I wouldn't watch it. I mean, to go back to the self-centeredness quiz, it is still a movie and I enjoy those. So I can't say for a fact that I will seek this out, but I will definitely add it to my watch list. And if it somehow surfaces, or, you know, I'm super duper bored and run out of everything else, I may check it out and report back. But yeah, the Just Watch synopsis is better than the first one I looked up. Ex-Green Beret Hapkido expert saves wild horses from being slaughtered for dog food and helps protect a desert freedom school, scare quotes, for runaways. That does sound pretty good and trashy, actually. So thank you for the rec.
He's a what ex?
Ex-Green Beret Hapkido.
Oh, Hapkido. I heard like half keto. I've really lived in California too long. And I was like, isn't that just eating? Like, we're all half keto.
I don't think anyone was an expert on any amount of keto in 1971 when this movie came out. Moving on to our calls about fashion, etc. Clip 5.
Hi, this is Carrie calling from Chicago. I've been trying to think of something to call in about, and you started talking about Buns of Steel. And I did Buns of Steel. I was 16 years old, and my sister was getting bat mitzvah at 13, and I wanted to look better than her at her bat mitzvah. And so I did Buns of Steel, Abs of Steel, and Thighs of Steel. I was so diligent about it. I was not in any sports, so I didn't exercise regularly or anything like that, but I really wanted to look good at this bat mitzvah. I wish I had any of the motivation now. And it worked really well. I looked amazing, and I think I actually was too skinny. Yeah, success. So I am a fan of Buns of Steel. I also have a back facial appointment. I was going to call after the appointment, but Buns of Steel got me there first. So love the show. Go Sassy. Bye.
Wow. Carrie keeping it tight.
Yeah.
Bounced a shekel off that ass.
That's a lot of steel. And I love that what motivated you was partly spite. But I also like to know that it worked amazingly well, apparently. That's great to know. Clip 6.
Hi, this is Nicole from Albuquerque. I'm just calling to stick up for Pam for using a dryer sheet on her hair. Okay, sometimes I did use the anti-static spray, but we didn't always have a bottle of that around the house. We did always have dryer sheets. I think what you're picturing is somebody really rubbing that dryer sheet hard into their hair, just really grinding it in there and getting dryer sheet gunk all over their hair. That's not what you did. You lightly brushed the dryer sheet over your hair, kind of just barely touching it. And it did have results. You would notice the flyaways would go down right away. Now, would they come back half an hour later? Yes. But in the moment, it seemed to work. Also, when I didn't have that anti-static spray at home, I would use the dryer sheet. I would rub it on the inside of my skirt and my pantyhose. And that seemed to be a little more effective. So anyway, yes, dryer sheets have multiple uses. Justice for Pam. Love the show. Thank you.
You've got hair fever.
Please have a Justice for Pam button, Dave, from now on.
Okay.
If I may request one. Thank you.
Sure.
Justice. That's how it goes.
And finally, I just categorize this one compliment corner. Let's hear clip 7.
Hi, Tara, Pam, and Dave. This is Christy calling from the Thousand Islands region in New York. My village has like 800 people in it, so I'm not going to dox myself that specifically. But I wanted to thank you for all of your sassy coverage and just all of your content creation in general. I have been following you guys since I was in my early 20s. I read Hissy Fit. I read Fame Tracker. I read Television Without Pity. I read your esteemed colleague Sarah D. Bunting's site, Tomato Nation, and I read them all on my dial-up connection in my one-bedroom apartment in Toronto. I grew up in the same general area as you guys. I lived in the Niagara Falls region until I went away to university. So I think we shared some of the same stomping grounds. When you guys reference St. Paul Street and places like that, it brings a smile to my face. I haven't been back in a few years, but I can still picture it vividly. So I have listened to the Sassy podcast through twice. And oh yes, Pammy, I definitely read Pammy.com. I don't want to leave you out. So I want to leave some more voicemails with some of my own anecdotes. And I have been talking too long, which is a thing that I do. But I love you guys. Thank you so much. And I can't wait to listen to more episodes. And my cats are having a fight, so goodbye.
Tara. Don't you think it would be fun to do a friend-style quiz with someone like Christy, where she has to answer the questions about us?
Oh God!
With someone else, and you get to write all the questions.
No.
Keep in mind, Pam likes to share her life with everybody.
I don't like to think anyone has that many memories of me. Honestly, that would make me very, very uncomfortable. It's nice to know that people do, and that we've been a fixture in their lives for this long. I mean, twice through the podcast. Holy shit! But not for me. No, thank you.
Just so you know now, so that you can feel comfortable, your eulogy will begin with us saying, "Tara hopes none of us have any memories about her.
No, I didn't say any. Just like that many. Enough to fill a quiz. Oof.
That's, all I mean is, when someone has so much useless knowledge, you want every once in a while to prove that it's in your brain somewhere. 8675309 and Bloor Street. Like, these are the things. I don't know why.
Dave is saying all of this is going to get cut.
My head says, and I hear a small echo in myself, so you'll tell me if it's a problem.
You can't make the most of your data if it's stuck in different silos. If it's scattered across the cloud, on-prem, and with your apps, then it's hard to access, hard to work with, and increasingly expensive. Now you can see it all and manage it all from one place. Welcome to Data Done Right. You can start managing your data, not your infrastructure. It's unified, simple, secure, and it's only with a Pure Storage platform. Get started at purestorage.com.
What does VA mean to me?
A place for my daughter to call home. Thanks to the VA Home Loan.
A new lease on life. The best healthcare team I've ever had is here at VA.
And education and the opportunity to open doors I never thought possible with my GI Bill.
The financial support I need to manage the disabilities I develop because of my service.
Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.